Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lacy moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross scores. Dower moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Larry Herndon pinch runs for Johnny Grubb. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. Herndon moves to third. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. one out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Dixon covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Nate Snell now pitching. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing shortstop. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Orioles, 3. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young pinch hits for Rich Dower. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Pardo now catching. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. John Shelby now playing left field. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pardo for the out. One out. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lacey strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.